Hello, good evening. Hello.
Oh, yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are by any chance, are you Jamar Kelly?
Yeah.
Great, sir. All right. My first question to you, sir, is even though it's a long way off, what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, probably going to vote, or 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
I'm sorry?
Definitely.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, sir, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And moving on, sir, just to make sure we're presenting everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Black, yeah. And for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
39.
Great, sir. All right, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns that people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. 10, it's very important. 0, it's not important at all. For example, sir, reducing crime and gun violence from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel that is?
It's important. It's a 10.
A 10. What about fighting inflation and improving the economy from a 0 to a 10? How important do you feel that is?
To 7.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, how important do you feel it is?
6.
A 6. What about making housing more affordable from a 0 to a 10? How important do you feel that is?
7.
Okay. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel that is?
A 9.
A 9. All right, moving on quickly, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Okay, would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I approve that strongly.
Okay, thank you so far for your responses, sir. I want to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means very favorable. 0 means very unfavorable, sir. You can use any number from a 0 to 100. If you don't know the organization or person, you can tell me as well. For example, Republicans in Congress from a 0 to 100. How much would you rate them, sir?
You said Republicans in Congress?
Yes.
0.
A 0. All right. What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, from a 0 to 100? How would you rate them?
I'd say 75, 80.
I'm sorry. Did you say 75 or 80?
80.
80. Oh, okay. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
80.
80? 80? Okay. All right, sir. And moving on, I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. 10 means it's very important. 0, it's not important at all. For example, sir, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl, from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel that is?
7.
Okay. What about preventing underage tobacco use from a 0 to a 10? How important do you feel it is?
8.
8. All right. And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market from a 0 to a 10? How important do you feel it is?
5.
5. Okay. And banning different tobacco products for adults from a 0 to a 10? How important do you feel it is?
A 0.
A 0. All right. Thank you so far for your responses, sir. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, would you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
I would oppose that strenuously.
You said you'd oppose it?
Yes.
Okay, strongly oppose. No problem. Okay. Would you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
No bans.
I'm sorry?
I oppose any cigarette ban from the national level.
No problem, sir. Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose that.
Okay, okay. No problem. Moving on quickly. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community, sir? Hello?
It's too much government.
Oh, well, you can respond as well. Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
I don't see any benefit to it. It is a harm.
Okay, so would you say somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Okay, and moving on quickly. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority or for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are way more important.
Completely understand. Moving on quickly, sir, thank you for your responses. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its effort on? For example, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one, sir? The first or the second?
The last one.
The first one. I'm sorry, did you say the first or last one?
The last one.
The first one. Okay, I'm sorry, sir. All right, and...
No.
The last one?
Again, I'm against any of these bans. I said the last one.
Oh, the last one. I'm sorry, sir. I'm having a bad connection, but thank you. I want to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes or flavored cigars or virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. All right, I just want you to tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. For example, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all
I'm
concerned?
I'm not concerned at all.
I'm sorry?
Not concerned at all.
No problem. What about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? Does that make you very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education,
very
and tobacco control? That
very
makes you
concerned.
Very concerned. Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. For example, the first one says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might fight or we might never return from. From a 0 to a 10, how much do you agree with this, sir?
That's a fact. It's a 10.
attend. Okay. This other one says, sir, today adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. All right. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From a 0 to a 10, how much do you agree with that, sir?
10 out of 10.
10, no problem. And the last one for this section says, sir, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From a 0 to a 10, how much do you agree with that, sir? Hello, sir?
Beginning part of...
Yeah, would you like me to read it again? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies...
Yeah, I agree with that. I already said I'm against banning.
From a 10. Okay, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. We're almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Well, considering this, would you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose it, sir?
I oppose all of those bans. I oppose.
Mm-hmm. Would you say strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Very strongly.
All right. All right. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that, sir?
Oppose, oppose, oppose.
All right. I'm sorry. Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I oppose all bans.
No problem. All right. And moving on, sir, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to our own community?
It brings harm.
Yes, yes. I'm just asking again, sir. Okay, would you say somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Okay. All right. We're almost done, sir. Thank you for your responses. Would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision who to vote for?
It'll have no impact on my decision.
No problem. All right. And in the last 30 days, sir, have you used any of the following products, for example, oral nicotine pouches? Would you say a yes or a no?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, no problem. What about heat not burn tobacco products? Would you say a yes or a no that you've used that?
You said heat not burning?
Uh-huh.
Is heat that not... like a vape?
Well, the survey doesn't indicate, sir, but that's okay. What about a soda pop? Would you say you have used any of that product within the last 30 days?
I don't know what a soda pop is.
That's okay, sir. Not a problem. What about Bear? Would you say you have used any of those products?
Geez. You mean drink soda? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay. No problem. What about Bear? Would you say you've used that within the last 30 days?
Drink beer, yes. Yes.
Okay. And what about wine? Would you say you've consumed wine with... Yes. Okay. What about smokeless tobacco such as Dip or Chew? Would you say you have used any of that product in the past 30 days?
No.
No. Okay. What about cigarettes? Would you say you've used that product in the last 30 days?
No.
No. And e-cigarettes or e-vapor products, would you say you've used that in the last 30 days?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And liquor or spirits, you say you have used that in the last 30 days?
Definitely.
Yes. Okay. pipe tobacco, would you say you've used that in the last 30 days?
No.
No. Cigars, would you say you've used that in the last 30 days?
Yes.
Coffee, would you say you've used that in the last 30 days?
Of course, yes.
Okay. And moving on, sir, thank you for your responses. Well, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Great. All right. And would you say you're married, unmarried with a partner, separated, widowed?
Single.
Single. All right. Do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Childless.
Yes. That would be a yes. Okay.
No, I said
childless. That's okay, sir. Thank you. But just the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation. Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'm working class.
Okay. And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. You're so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.